It's been legal to grow hemp in Australia over the last 10 years. Any grain grower can basically grow it. It'll fit into their rotation anywhere in Australia. Unfortunately, it's been illegal to consume the grain in those 10 years. Unlike in America, where it's been legal to grow hemp grain, they've imported it from Canada, because in the 10 years we've been able to grow it in Australia, they've developed an industry in Canada that's now 100,000 acres and is supplying America.
So America, actually, it's illegal to grow the hemp, but yep, it's legal to eat it.
That's right.
So they've got the reverse from Australia.
The opposite to Australia. It just shows you how rules and regulations are funny sometimes.
So it's in food safety standards Australia's hands, and it could be passed by January next year that we can ingest it. What would that mean for the industry?
It would mean that instead of having to import some of our hemp at the moment, because some we haven't been able to get enough to meet the demand in Australia, we've had to even import some. So we were hoping to get a huge industry developed in Australia, throughout Australia, supply this new demand for superfoods, which is out there with oils and grain for food. So not as well as the fibre, there's also, my house is actually made out of some hemp walls, so it's also potential for fibre production.
So it's not just for clothing, it can actually be made for as a building product.
There is bulletproof flak jackets, bulletproof tents being developed in China at the moment. There are composites, wood replacements, plastic replacements. This fibre used to be what wars were fought over in centuries ago for rope and sails, and nowadays it's being rediscovered that the high strength of the fibre is unique and can be used in many applications.
If a farmer wants to look at growing their hemp as a rotation crop, how valuable is it?
Farmers appreciate the value of growing, being able to grow different crops. Hemp would fit in perfectly where there's a rotation with good non-waterlogged soils that are non-compacted and provide a good rotation for normal healthy crop farming systems. So lots of farmers are out there, and all farmers are always looking for, you know, niche crops to fit in their rotation.
And how much, say, per kilo at the moment it's hemp is going for?
Don't hold me to it, but it's about $3 a kilo cleaned, so the farmers would be getting $3,000 a tonne. So that is above the average price of most grains that are grown, but of course in this new stage of crop development, the yields and nutrition and agronomy haven't been completely sorted out, and the varieties and planting dates. So because we're still developing that, the yields are not as high, but they're certainly for grain over a tonne a hectare done well and increasing. So yes, it's another viable crop that can be put in rotations for farmers.
Where would they send it to be processed?
At the moment, for oil, it can be go through a normal virgin coal press oil that mustard and linseed and those existing crops go through. So it can basically go into any existing grain supply processing for food and human consumption when and if it gets approved.
Now, if any of our listeners from the mid to north coast producers would like to grow or plant some hemp, what can they do?
The best thing to do is look at your local Department of Primary Industry New South Wales website. It's a good website on how to grow hemp and all the legal licensing requirements. And then contact companies like Hemp Foods Australia, who have contracts out now looking for growers, preferably growers who have grown grain or organic and have machinery to harvest grain. So it's not sort of just something anyone can jump into. It's got to be someone who is using existing grain machinery and technology to grow grain.
Do they have to be organic?
The preference is organic, but there is demand elsewhere for seed increase and other reasons that doesn't have to be organic. But our preference at the moment for this contract is organic, but there are other people out there that supply non-organic grains. So.
And you mentioned that they have to get a licence.
Yep.
You said also earlier that they need to get a police check.
That's part of the licensing requirement. As part of the DPI licensing requirement, there's your normal gun federal police check that is done as part of the licensing.
And that would be like the same as opium grown in Tasmania? So the poppies grown in Tasmania for opium?
Same as your licensing requirement for Tasmania and same as the licensing requirement for hemp in every other state.
What sort of climate can people grow the hemp in?
The unique thing about hemp is that even though it's a summer crop, in Europe and the high latitudes and Canada. Because Australia covers such a wide range of latitude from the tropics to the temperates in Tasmania, this crop is unique that it can basically, with the right variety and the right planting time, can be grown anywhere in Australia. So that is another unique factor for hemp, that you can grow it basically anywhere in Australia.
And does it need a lot of water?
It's like anything. Lucerne can grow without water, and it's a drought-tolerant plant. But if you want high production, it needs water. As long as it's not waterlogged, at the moment we are recommending high rainfall or irrigation land to guarantee the yields and get this industry up and running. But like Canada, once we get this industry going, it'll go out onto the normal rain-fed dryland farming systems that the world can do.